the son of Nasan David, also looks like fire. He said that once he heard his father, the father of Shmuel, scream for a whole hour. A whole hour. He's saying, davening, Ashrei ish, shishma mitzvotecha. Praiseworthy is the man. Right? He's happy, he's glad, he's praiseworthy. That he's listening to your mitzvahs. We say in davening, right before Shmuel Esther. The long paragraph before Shmuel Esther. It's not Hashem, right? Ashrei ish, shishma mitzvotecha. Praiseworthy is the man who listens to your mitzvahs. He heard his father screaming out, louder and stronger, for a whole hour, just getting stronger, didn't weaken even a little bit, just getting stronger and stronger, Ashrei, over and over and over.
Ashrei
ish, sheishma mitzvotecha.
Oh,
yishma mitzvotecha. Yeah. Also, Rav Fakshal, when he was a kid, he went with his father to Meron, and Rav Shmuel was there also. And when they went into the Ara, they went into the where the tzion, right? Then the Ara on the bottom there, I guess. The Shmuel was. He heard the kid, he heard the Shmuel sighing and repeating over and over, Suru mimeni mereim. We say it by Tehillim. Alright, we talk about the Yetzirah, all the bad stuff. Remove, get off of me, over and over. Right? His father said the whole separate Tehillim. It takes a while, about at least 2 hours if you say it fast. Right? And Rav Shmuel is still saying, Suru mimeni mereim, remove from me all these bad, the Yetzirah, get away from me. Over and over, 3 words. Suru mimeni mereim. Sighing, crying. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
ותפילתו לא הרגיש רבי שמואל צורך להספיק. Shmuel never felt in davening, I have to get somewhere, I have to daven a lot, is there a lot of Tehillim? No, but I'm working for someone in Kablanut that he's paying me and I have to do a certain job in a certain amount of time. Happy Tom. Right? Every pasuk, that's why you can say a whole pasuk. Right? Sometimes from one pasuk you get more than reading the whole Sefer Tehillim. One of the epidemics? No, tofa'a.
Oh, there you go.
Not the words.
I forget the English already.
Of Hashem. Zero. What is he fasted for 40 years to forget the Torah above him. Anyways, one of the most amazing things. Huh?
Effect.
No. Effect? One of the amazing things, right? And Rav Shmuel is
one of the
phenomenal.
Phenomenal, that's
the word.
The Madhim is
stuff that happened, not Mashanah.
One of the phenomenal.
I think it's called Agid. Rav Shmuel was, the last effect, was he didn't, whenever he was serving Hashem, he didn't get weaker and weaker. Like, by us, give me the Sefer Tehillim. The beginning is so exciting. And as the book goes through, you know, you get a little bit tired out. Right? Rav Shmuel is getting higher and higher with this.
Also, the amount of things about it.
Can't. Here, listen to one of the avodas of Rav Shmuel on Friday night, right? Shabbos night. But in the Meron. It was Shabbos night. Right? There was a whole group of Anash that came to the Beit HaSedah. There were a minion of Breslev, right? And then they sat together, davening Shabbos. Then they went upstairs, there were rooms over there, still rooms over there, to eat over there. And they sang and everything. And they went to sleep in order to get up Chatzot, right? Some of the people went back to the Tzion just to say more Tehillim and everything. When they were getting close to the Tzion, they heard from far away, they heard Shmuel screaming, "Va'avas chatasa mimeni." Of course, your love don't remove from me over and over. This is after they finish davening, they finish eating and singing, and blessed they sing the whole seder, of course, right? And people went to sleep already. And they come in and they see Rav Shmuel standing in the same corner where he started Maariv, his hands right like that, "Va'avas chatasa," like that, right? and the whole thing of tears under him, full of tears. It's a tzaddik in our generation. It's unbelievable. It looks like anything which was not the havascha didn't exist in his life. He was just in havascha, your love. No. Right? When they saw him, so they didn't want to bother him, so they went to Tikkun Chatzot outside and behind. And they went back, and then they did for the dude. They came back before. Before Alot HaShachar, right? Before the sun comes up, right? And they're going in there, and Rav Shmuel is still saying V'Avasra the whole night, five, six hours. I read this, I'm screaming V'Avasra Tassimeni.
He lost his barak.
So wait 1 second, it's before Alot HaShachar. So Rav Heschel, Rav Heshel Frankel, he knew Rav Shmuel could disconnect, and he wanted Rav Shmuel to make Kiddush, you know, the mitzvahs to do the Oraisa, you know. So we waited there. Okay, and Rav Shmuel then finished the davening. I guess he realized that it's a bit late. And Rav Heshel went in and told him, Rav Shmuel, it's almost Alois. What's with Kiddush? Alois? It's almost Alois, it's almost dawn, you say? It's almost the pole of the light? Alot HaShachar. Okay? I just started Marif. What do you mean? So immediately he made Kiddush and he ate a Kazayit or something. He didn't even know. He didn't know that he's standing there for 6 hours. He didn't even know. He was just there. He was Hashem.
There was times when
I have no words.
In Alvino Shabbat, he would be still saying, Tahir Libeinu, Dr. Chabemet, purify hearts of Kiddush. So they can serve you in truth. The family had only gone home, let Kiddush finish the meal, and the sons came back to see where he is. He's still there saying that. Tahir Libeinu, Dr. Chabemet.
This is
Bashma.
This is Bashma.
Shmuel Shapira.
Yeah, Shmuel Shapira, yeah.
Zer Techazai.
It's even longer.
Even longer, 5-6 hours.
Yeah,
but
it's an example. It wasn't just a
one-time
thing.
No, it wasn't a one-time thing. No,
it's just another example. It's just him.
Oi.